USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Authorities say one person has died, 10 others injured from an EF1 tornado that touched down in South Texas early yesterday with wind speeds between 86 and 105 miles an hour when it tore through the town of Laguna Heights. Crews are working to restore power in the area as the search continues for more victims. A rare heat wave expected to bring 90-degree temperatures to the Pacific Northwest today. Both Portland and Seattle forecast to hit 90 degrees. Tomorrow, the spring heat wave expected to push north into western Canada, where forecasters are warning of increased fire risk and rapid snowmelt. The future CEO of Twitter, Linda Yaccarino, tweeting her thanks to Elon Musk. Yesterday, she tweeted she has long been inspired by Musk's vision to create a brighter future, adding that she's excited to build Twitter 2.0. Britney Spears says she is done giving concerts.
TMZ reports that although the singer is in the planning stages of a recording comeback, tours or residencies aren't going to happen. Sources say Britney has no interest in going back on stage, and the pressures of rehearsals, performances, choreography, and travel is simply too much for her.
Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 easily holding on to the top spot at the domestic box office this weekend.
The third installment of the Marvel sci-fi superhero franchise is easily expected to take the weekend crown. Guardians, starring Chris Pratt, set the tempo by tallying more than $15 million on Friday. The Super Mario Brothers movie is projected to hold down second place with another $13 million. The video game adaptation has eclipsed $1 billion globally.
This is USA News.
Is there a media war to stop President Trump's re-election? David Horowitz says there is, and he's on Newsmax TV all this week to talk about his new book, Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. Every night, David Horowitz reveals the stunning revelations in Blitz. Horowitz names the secret players and billionaires out to stop Trump. Donald Trump Jr. says you should read Blitz. See David Horowitz. Tune in tonight to Newsmax TV, now America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Newsmax is on all the cable systems, including DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, and many more. Just check your cable guide and make sure you get your copy of David Horowitz's Blitz, already a number one Amazon bestseller. Find it in bookstores everywhere or check out the free offer and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Or go to blitz411.com. blitz411.com. Get Blitz today and see David Horowitz on Newsmax TV tonight.
Now that the nationwide COVID public health emergency is ending, what does that mean when it comes to staying COVID-free?
The experts say the advice is the same as always. Get the shot.
Getting boosted is contributing greatly to preventing severe cases as well as death.
Dr. Jason Rosenfeld at the University of Texas Health System says the vaccine and its boosters won't prevent you from getting COVID, but the effect could be the difference between feeling like the flu and being on a ventilator. And when it comes to getting the shot,
vaccines remain free, and they will remain free for a time period, but we just don't know how long that is.
So Rosenfeld says, get that shot now while it is still free. I'm Richard Johnson.
Sweden, the winner of the 2023 Eurovision Song Contest. Swedish contestant Loreen came in first this year with her song Tattoo, beating out 25 other countries to take the top prize, which means the contest will likely be held in Sweden next year. NBA Boston Celtics legend Bill Russell passed away in early July at the age of 88, but his legacy lives on. On Thursday, a 1957 Topps Bill Russell rookie card sold for $660,000 at auction, setting an all-time high for a Russell trading card. The rookie card became the third most expensive vintage basketball card of all time. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.